Hey, this is Rachel Foster here with Camille Peruta. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. So Camille's a junior here at Sterling High School. She's a singer-songwriter. We're going to ask her a few questions to get to know her a little bit better. So Camille, what inspired you to start singing in the first place?
Ever since I was little and I was growing up, I listened to a lot of music, and I think that definitely inspired me because I just liked, you know, the whole idea of like playing live, and I went to a lot of shows when I was younger, so I wanted to be a part of that when I got older.
How long have you been playing live, or, you know, just by yourself in your room?
Right. When I was about 13, it's kind of a funny story, because when I was 13, my brother used to take guitar lessons, and he didn't want to go one day, so I was like, oh, I'll take his lessons. So I took his guitar, and thank God we're both right-handed, so I could play it. And I went and took the lesson. I really enjoyed it, so I just kept doing that. So for like 4 years now, I've been playing. And then I've been singing since I was little, and I have been doing live shows probably about a year after I started playing, maybe less. I just really enjoy it.
That's awesome that you've been playing for so long. You mentioned that you play live. Where's your favorite place to play?
Thank you. And yes, I like playing a lot in, you know, the general area that I live in, because it's easy to get around. So since I was 13, and I think the first place I ever really played live was a place called Coffee Works in Voorhees, New Jersey. And if you know me, you probably know that I've played there for a long time, and I've become really close with everybody there. And a place that I like playing, you know, bigger shows, especially with full bands, is World Cafe Live. I played there a few times. And what it is, it's in Philadelphia, and it's like a concert venue, kind of, it's really chill, and like, you know, you can kind of just lounge around there, and they have a lot of like really talented people play there, and I was so honored when I was asked to play for a couple like benefit concerts and monthly things that they do there. So if you don't know about it, definitely check it out, but it's a cool place to play, and I really like it.
So we know that you write your own songs, but you also like to do covers. So the first song that Camille's going to do is a cover.
Okay. This is Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera. Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like can take me away and make it okay, I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show, now I make it. Ego is big, I don't give a oh, and it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger, got the moves like Jagger. I don't even try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll Jagger, got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Well, baby, it's hard, and it feels like you're broken and scarred. Nothing feels right, but when you're with me, I'll make you believe that I've got the key. So get in the car, we can ride it. Like this, take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. Got the moves like Jagger, I got the moves like Jagger, got the moves like Jagger. I don't even try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you. With the moves like Jagger, got the moves like Jagger, I got the moves. Smile, will take control of me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn, I won't show you twice. Head to toe, oh baby, roll me right. And if I share my secret,
You're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. Hey, 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 hey. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. Want the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Got the moves like Jagger. I don't even try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you. With the moves like Jagger. Got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger.
So you just heard Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5, covered by Camille Peruto. Next, we're going to hear an original song from her.
This is a song I wrote called Sparrow.
My concentrating eyes are growing narrow. I've come to realize I'm like a sparrow. I'm flying in the wind, not knowing where I'm going as it is. At least I'm not falling. And if I was a plane, I'd take you higher. And if these wings of mine would open wider, well, somewhere creeks and streams, we are going far, far, far. Invisible, but they're hidden in the air like a morning star. Flexible and fierce, smile ear to ear, fast and quick to go. To breathe, for that reason I seem to carry on. I carry on, increasingly speeding, go faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. So come along with me past the creeks and streams, we are going far. All over again.
So you just heard Sparrow by Camille Peruto. Now, Camille, can you give us a brief explanation about what that song's about?
Sparrow is pretty much about the idea of being free, you know, not relying on other people and just being yourself and being able to, you know, believe in yourself.
Awesome. So let's keep going with the original songs.
Okay, this next song is called Boomerang, and I wrote it about a boy that I do not like that much anymore.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Words are spilling, but it ain't one. I keep forgetting your name while laughing at the irony. 'Cause this time last year I couldn't get you out of my head. I tried so hard, but you would keep finding your way back in. What have I come to? You had a rope tied tight to me, and I kept imagining that you were right for me. But you kept on hassling, yeah. You pulled me close and let me loose. I'm not a boomerang. Once I am thrown, I'm letting go. I'm not your boomerang. I'm not your boomerang. Hang. There are no sorries this time. Nothing you don't recall. Well, sorry I forgot it all. 'Cause each time you played me well, I gained a little more strength. You look like an angel, but you sure as hell ain't a saint. You had your rope tied tight to me, and I kept imagining that you were right for me. But you kept on hassling, yeah. You pulled me close to let me loose. I'm not a apart. Well, you can see what you're doing in the dark so well. Maybe it's love, maybe it's art. But nonetheless, you're nothing less than the best of weight. Yes, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are. You had a rope tied tight to me, and I kept imagining that you were right for me. But you kept on hassling, yeah. You pulled me close and let me loose. I'm not a boomerang. Once I am thrown, I'm
If you're just tuning in, we're here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. You just heard Boomerang by Camille Peruto. So Camille, what are you going to play next?
Actually, we were in the studio a few days ago recording for this, and when we were recording the next song, Safe and Sound, we added some cool harmonies and stuff, kind of like you heard in Sparrow. So all these takes are live and everything, but we did add some harmonies, so we are kind of excited to do this because it's from one of my favorite movies, The Hunger Games, and I hope you guys like it.
I remember tears streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your life. I remember you said don't leave me here alone, but all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes, the sun Don't you dare look out your window, darling, everything is on fire. The war outside our door keeps raging on. Hold on to
heard Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars, covered by Camille Peruto. So our co-anchor, Angie, just walked in. We're actually going to have Angie ask Camille a few questions. So, Ange?
I love that song. So what made you want to cover that song?
I really love the movie that it's in, and I also love the song, and I love the Civil Wars. They're one of my favorite duos, and I like Taylor Swift, so it pretty much had to do with all that.
So in general, what makes you want to cover a song?
Covering a song, it depends on, to a certain extent, its popularity, because a lot of people, especially on YouTube, want to hear what's popular. But, I mean, I often cover songs live, too. I do cover shows, and I really enjoy songs that make people happy and that they're familiar with. So that's, like, the whole popular thing, but I also do songs just for myself, songs that I like to sing and that I like to hear and that I want to, you know, change up and make more of my own.
Awesome. We're going to cut to a short break and we'll be right back on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Sterling High School is currently seeking high school and college students with Red Cross lifeguard certifications who would be interested in working as a lifeguard this spring at Sterling North, also known as the former Voorhees YMCA. Students will be compensated at a rate of $10 an hour. Interested students should submit an application, which is available in the general office at Sterling High School during the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call 856-784-1287. That's 856-784-1287.
Are you interested in politics? Do you want to get more involved in making a difference in your community? Would you like to help work the polls in the next election? Then the Stratford Democrat Club is for you. The Stratford Democrat Club is looking for new members. Meetings are on the first Monday of each month, starting at 7 p.m. For more information, contact Terry Armbruster at 856-783-5952 or Tom Scott at 856-627-8275.
So we're back on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. here with Angie Ancatani, Camille Peruto, and Rachel Foster. We're going to get back into the music, and Camille's going to play an original song called Pocket Knife.
I saw the yesterday across the room. Fear swept across me like an old straw broom. You may not think it much, but it sure hurt. Giving me looks that made me feel like dirt. What would it take to let it all go? There's some things in life nobody ever knows. You can't let it get to you. 'Cause it's just a day, just a day, just an ordinary moment of my life, moment of my life, moment of my life, my life. It's just a word giving me one more turn to read between the lines. 'Cause words cut farther than a pocket knife. Na 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 na. To do when someone's holding something over you. You may not deal with it, but people do. When it's just not fair to be the one who's always scared to be. And it's just a day, just a day, just an ordinary moment of my life, moment of my life, moment of my life, my life. It's just a word giving me one more turn to read between the lines. 'Cause words cut farther than a pocket knife. Na 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 na. Just a day, just a day, just an ordinary moment of my life, moment of my life, moment of my life, my life. It's just a word giving me one more turn to read between the lines. 'Cause words cut farther than a pocket knife. Na 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 na.
Really pretty song. So what's it about?
Thank you. I wrote Pocket Knife in October, and it's about how words hurt, and it's pretty much just an anti-bullying song. But this next song is a little bit more upbeat. It's called Battle, and it's just kind of like a girl power song, you know. Or it could be guy power if a guy sings it. Either or.
And a bullet full of truth. Yeah, you got reasons that you want to live, but you always let me shoot. You're magnificent.
You just heard Battle by Camille Peruto, and now you're going to hear Five Till Midnight.
Yep, this is called Five Till Midnight, and I wrote this song about growing up.
Flowers are blooming softly, softly, while we lay awake and bury back what we have found. I know something is bound to bury them back in the ground. One step, two step, five till quite right. Well, we're just children, young and reckless. Whatever will you do with us? The days have been changing, subtle, subtle. The words that we say will always remain. But in time, in time, well, they'll break apart, and I'm trying to let you know why. One step, two step, five till midnight, softly sing. Quite right. Well, we're just children, young and reckless. Whatever will you do with us? Tiptoeing, tiptoeing, tiptoeing. Oh, how we keep going, keep going, keep going, watching the day. Tiptoeing, tiptoeing, tiptoeing. Oh, how we keep going, keep going. Oh, we're watching them dance. Oh, we're watching them dance. One step, two step, five till midnight, softly singing words not quite right. Well, we're like flowers gently blooming, and all I ask is for my past to not consume me. Ooh.
So you just heard Five Till Midnight by Camille Peruto. Now she's going to play for us a Beatles cover. Across the universe, heard Across the Universe by the Beatles, covered by Camille Peruto. We're going to get to a short break, but when we come back, we're going to ask Camille some questions, right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars of Magnolia is actively looking for new members. The VFW is the official nonprofit service organization for U.S. military veterans, offering benefits, programs, and community service. For more information and eligibility on the Magnolia chapter of the VFW, please call 856-783-4353. Once again, 856-783-4353 or online at www.vfw.org.
If you have cancer, you know someone with cancer, or if you are a caregiver to someone with cancer, Clementine Cancer Support Group may be the place for you to come and share with others and learn how they are handling this life-changing experience. They meet the first Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m. and the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. at the Laurel Hill Bible Church, located at 1260 Blackwood Clementine Road in Clementine, New Jersey. For more information, visit laurelhillbiblechurch.org or call the church office at 856-784-6200.
So we're back on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rachel here with Camille. Angie had to step out for a little while, so it's going to be me for the rest of the show interviewing Camille. Okay, so Camille, we know that you enjoy recording music and playing music outside of school. Are you involved in any of the music programs here at Sterling?
I'm actually not this year. I used to do it my freshman and sophomore year, but I'd rather just keep it as a hobby outside of school.
Okay. Now, I know that you graduate next year. Are you planning on doing anything musically, you know, going to college for music or songwriting or anything like that after high school?
Right. That's kind of something that's still up in the air for me. Like, I really do love playing music and everything, and I do want to go to college, but it depends whether I go straight to college and, you know, do some music stuff before that or during it, or kind of, it's going to kind of happen as it comes, I think. So whatever happens, happens, but I'm not entirely sure yet since I'm still a junior, so I have time to think about it.
Cool. So Camille's going to play another cover for us. It's going to be Somebody That I Used to Know by Gutia.
Thank you. If I could write you down and only use one word, I'd have to go around the rules and write a book. I love the way you smile. I couldn't leave that out. There's something about your style I couldn't go without. I love the way you talk. It's plain to see, and every breath you take shows me that I can breathe. I know you have your flaws, but baby, don't we all? And baby, don't we all? And baby, don't we? There's a million things that I could say about you now, and I'd like nothing more to simply shout it out. But there's a limit to this moment as of now, as of now, as of, as of now. That's filled to the top, and I need to be empty for once in my life. But you're asking me for one word to describe, and I'm a little noncommittal, but right now I'm almost certain that soon it'll come right. Thought I'm holding up here in my head, I never said. Instead, I'm gonna let it out. I'll tell you everything you say you wanna hear, and I'll be careful not to let it disappear. And every thought I'm holding up here that I know I never said, so instead, I'm gonna let it go.
So, you just heard One Word, an original by Camille. Camille, do you remember the first song you ever wrote and what it was about?
I have been writing for a while, whether it's been short stories with, like, you know, when I was little, first of all, I used to write short stories and stuff, and as soon as I got my guitar, I immediately started writing, and I loved it so much, even before I had a guitar. So, honestly, I can't say that I do remember the first song that I've ever written, because, I mean, probably wasn't too serious or too good or anything, but, I remember writing something about a party once, and that's all I can really recall. So that's kind of funny. And I also did a Christmas song one year, and I think that might have been, like, the first actual song I ever put to guitar, because I remember my dad teaching me chords and trying to help me match up my melody with chords. So, yeah, it's pretty much the earliest memory I have with songwriting.
That's really interesting, actually. Do you have a favorite song that you've ever written?
I mean, I've written a lot, and over the past few years, like, I've kind of forgotten about a lot of them that I've written. But more recently, I mean, I like Sparrow. That's the song that I sang first. And Sparrow was a song that I've written recently. But there are also older ones like Fly. And I think I'll actually play Fly next. And Fly is kind of about songwriting, about the idea of writing about a boy, which I don't always write about boys. I also write about, you know, other things than that. But this one in particular was about, I didn't really know how to tell this person that I liked them, so I just wrote it in a song. So I hope you guys like it.
So you just heard Fly by Camille Peruto. So Camille, are you putting out any CDs in the future?
Yeah, actually I've been working on a CD for all in all the past couple of years, but only recently have I started taking it really seriously, and I found a studio that I'm ready to work with, and the recording process especially is really fun, so it should be done pretty soon.
You mentioned your recording. What's the recording process like for you?
It's really fun for me, honestly. Like, I love playing live and everything, but my second most favorite thing to do ever is go to the recording studio, because it's just so different from, like, ordinary life for me, and I love being in there with everything and my producer and everybody, the whole band. So pretty much what happens is you go in, and this is how I did it. I go in, I just kind of play a couple songs for them, and they we kind of pick which ones that I want to be on the CD, and then we get the band to learn them. So my producer, Glenn Barrett, actually wrote down, like, I don't know, I think it's called charting the songs. I'm not totally familiar with all the, terms for that stuff.
Lingo.
The lingo. But he charts the songs out, and then they learn them on the spot. So about 15 minutes later, we record the song. So that's the rhythm section, and then I play guitar to that another day, and then I sing, and then I do harmonies. Then we add, like, piano and lead guitars and effects. Not so much effects. I'm not a big effects person, but whatever little extra things that we wanted to add.
I'm not sure. It seems like maybe recording is a little bit more pressure than live, but live you have to please the crowd, so.
Yeah. No, I can understand where you think that. Like, recording is definitely a lot more pressure, especially when I have to sing and get it right. But I don't have to please anyone. I can take my time, and I can do it as many times as I want to get it right. But I don't like to do it too many times, because I feel like I lose the live kind of sense, you know, that you get.
Yeah. So I think we have time for one more song. So which one do you want to end with?
I'm going to end with a song that I wrote called Every Time, which I wrote a while ago, and to this day I kind of am connected with it. And I also wanted to play it because I wanted to give you guys a little preview. It's going to be on my CD, as well as a lot of the other songs that you guys heard. So I hope you guys like it.
All right, so I guess we're going to hear Camille's last song. It's called Every Time.
Taking the best part of everything.
So you just heard Every Time by Camille Peruto. Looks about like all the time we have for today. Camille, do you have any websites that, in case anybody wants to check you out, they can?
Yeah, I have a website, www.camilleperuto.com. I also have a Facebook. You can just look up my name or look up Camille Peruto Music. And I also have a YouTube, which the channel is called X Camille Camille. X as in xylophone. I'm so corny. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have. I don't really use MySpace anymore, but definitely check it out if you're interested.
Okay, so make sure you stay tuned to those websites in case Camille says anything about her CD.
Mm-hmm. Or upcoming shows or anything.
In the future, yeah. So Thanks, Camille, for joining us. This has been Rachel Foster, Angie Ann Cantani, and Camille Peruto right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Make sure you tune in to WSHS Sterling High School Radio for news about sports, music, and all things Sterling.